back to yet another episode of Science Weekly brought to you by Slugcast. I'm your host Maya, and today we have a genetics related episode, a personal favorite topic of mine, and we'll be talking about how new genome browser features highlight the power of generative AI and machine learning for biology. So if that sounds exciting to you, keep on listening. All right, let's get started. In recent years, large language models, or LLMs, like ChatGPT and Bard, have amazed us with their ability to generate text and help with language tasks. But one of the most exciting uses of this technology is happening in the field of biology. The UCSC Genome Browser, a tool scientists here at UCSC use to learn human genomes, has added two new datasets that use AI to help analyze genetic data more effectively. These datasets, called Alpha, Missense, and VARChat, can help scientists better understand genetic mutations and figure out which ones might cause health problems. These new tools are available as tracks on the two most commonly used human genome reference maps, HG38 and HG19, and are just the beginning of more AI-powered tracks coming soon. One of these datasets, Alpha Missense, comes from Google DeepMind. It uses a type of AI called deep learning to predict which small changes in the DNA known as amino acid variations might cause problems in how proteins fold. These predictions can help scientists find new genes that cause diseases and make it easier to diagnose rare genetic disorders. By adding these AI-powered tracks to the UCSC Genome Browser, researchers hope to speed up the process of identifying harmful genetic variations. Clinicians will be able to use this information to figure out which genetic changes might be affecting their patients' health as well. Maximilian Hosseler, the director of the UCSC Genome Browser, explained that this AI model is not like ChatGPT. It's designed to make sense of biological data, not language. He also mentioned that this work is possible thanks to over 25 years of research and data collected by scientists and databases like RefSeq and GenBank. The second tool, VARChat, comes from the Italian genomics company NGenome. VARChat uses large language models to analyze scientific papers about specific genetic variants. If a researcher wants to know what is known about a certain genetic mutation, they can type it into VARChat and it will provide a summary of all the research available on that topic. On the UCSC Genome Browser, the VARChat track shows how many times a genetic variant has been mentioned in scientific papers, along with the information about the gene it's linked to. The tool even color codes the data to show how well documented a variant is, making it easier for researchers to see what's known about it. The UCSC Genome Browser team is working on adding more AI-powered tools like these to help researchers extract important information from scientific studies. The UCSC Genomics Institute is committed to exploring new ways AI and machine learning can help us understand biology better. If you want to check out new tools and stay updated on future releases, visit the UCSC Genome Browser website. All right, well, there you have it, everyone. Some super cool and innovative genetic advancements thanks to AI. I hope you enjoyed today's brief episode, and make sure to check out Slugcast on Instagram at UCSC Slugcast. I'll catch you guys in the next episode, and don't forget to take it easy on yourselves. Bye!